The wrong perspective is either pushing away all the new stuff that, like, how market research is changing and fighting to keep what you've had, or getting too caught up and either, like, over-embracing or over-anxious about all the new technologies coming.
Can you tell me about over-embracing? What would that look like? What do you mean by that?
The way that gamification has been overused in the market, like, it's the best thing since sliced bread, and it's and looking at market research through the eyes of the consumer, when they have all the choice and control in today's society, that they can turn you on and turn you off, and they're also getting bombarded by things, but at the same time, this stuff is part of their lives.
Yeah.
How do you approach it? And it's overwhelming, and a lot of market researchers in Canada are, you know, it's a cottage industry here. You've got the big firms, and then you've got a lot of independents, and they feel they don't have the resources, or they can't start, or they're just, you know, comfortable with what they're doing, and I think they're missing an opportunity. The world moves a lot slower when you're looking at it through the eyes of the consumer. Now that social has become so big, now that mobile is so, you know, and people are getting smartphones, we have critical mass. And now we're seeing what happens, which is sort of dangerous in some ways, how much, as consumers gain control, what power they have. Now that's a dangerous thing, because if they're not well-informed, they can do a lot of dangerous things. But so where's the leadership to guide and provide that potential? So I think in market researchers have a huge opportunity to really provide that leadership to clients who are very overwhelmed with what's going on.
Okay, if we can access all our potential customers through social media, why do we need market research?
That's a great question. What do you know about those people? Like, what do you really know? Mm-hmm. Are they your best customer? Okay, so you're going to ask a question. You're going to get a ton of responses. Who are these people? So, fine, you pull some data from, if you understand, you can pull the data from Facebook.
Yeah.
But do you know what percentage of your customers are on Facebook and are not only on Facebook, but are producers on Facebook, not just consumers and
right.
people lurking?
Yeah.
Do you know? And usually it's like, no, we just have a lot of customers. And I'm like,
right.
Well, that's like asking a researcher to give you a Gen Pop survey for a very specific audience.
Yeah.
You can't. So
yeah.
So can you ask a question to a group of people and get some insight, or use it for a little bit of crowdsourcing and stuff? Sure, you can get some ideas out of it. But I think what the reality is that you need to know when to use it. And the other part of it is, do they realize that it's a customer experience now? So,
yes.
So the market,
good point.
So the market researchers don't realize when they dip into a
yeah.
Facebook forum and start asking questions and giving some lame experience. Are they, like, is this a social, like, now, this is a customer experience with the brand.
Yeah.
Do they realize that?
Mm-hmm.
So where is the market researcher leading their client to say, okay, here's the pitfalls. I'll do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what you should be aware of. If you still want to do it, go ahead and do it.
Right.
So that it's a completely different thing. It's like, it's the same thing that people say that online panels are going to be dead. It's just like, come on. If you keep on pumping up in 30-minute surveys, of course they're going to be dead. Can you tell me that, okay, you guys say, I've had this discussion with people. Now, on the user side, my partner runs the Delvinia side of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's constantly saying, it's about there. Like, what do you know about the behaviors of your customer? What motivates people to share opinions? So I went under the hypothesis that people do want to share their opinions. They're just annoyed that you're getting hit by every direction. And, oh, we can do an online survey, so let's hit every, you know. I think last December when I went to Florida, I must have gotten hit like every step with some online feedback thing. And I'm like,
yeah,
like,
enough.
Nobody, you know, from my perspective, it's horrible.
Yeah.
But from the researcher and the company, they're going, look what I can do.
Yes.
And that's where technology is pushing it. We built an environment where they're not only getting rewarded for their opinions, but there's a whole concept of reciprocity where it closes the loop. Like, researchers, a company wants to know something from their customers, so they get a researcher to do a method, hire a field company with sort of some reward. They run the survey and get the feedback, and it ends there from the consumer's point of view. Well, there's another step of reciprocity to the respondent to share with them, did your opinion make a difference? And learning how to do that. And the initial reaction from most researchers, I can't give that, it's confidential information. You don't even know what you want to give. What if after it, 3 months later, an ad campaign launches
or a new product comes out, mm-hmm. wouldn't that be cool to go back to the people and say, you had a part, launch that product. You don't have to give them any private, personal, like right. any proprietary information. It's public now.
Yes.
That's reciprocity. Mm-hmm. And I think creating a panel that really puts the respondent at the center of it all, just a user-centric panel.
Now, just playing devil's advocate, because when I had a 75,000-person panel, I got these attacks all the time, too. People, are they not simply joining so that they can get the rewards,
today.
As you say? Okay.
Today, but we're constantly, now what we're doing is we just did a whole bunch of mobile stuff and sent them on a mobile journey, like a shopping. They were secret shoppers for us.
And how did you do that? How did that work?
We asked them. We did how we invited them. They had to download an app, which is, that's a pain in the ass in itself.
Yes.
And then they had to allow us to track them through their experience. And then they had to go and take pictures and tell us why they took pictures. But the cool part was, I have over 500 variables of profiling data on them anyways. So when they started doing all that stuff, when I came back, I could append tons of data.
Tell me more about that. You have over 500 bits of data on them.
Because when you join my panel, we profile you initially.
Yes.
But then I keep profiling you, keep adding information. From a digital standpoint, Canadians are much more connected than the U.S. Mm-hmm. overall. So how do you, what aspects of the Canadian experience can you use to project what's going to happen in the U.S.?
Canadian use of digital technologies can provide insights into things that haven't happened in the U.S.
I think mobile is going to be an interesting one to look at.
Yes.
Because we have a highly installed mobile base.
Yep.
I think that people will be more predisposed to, especially with the younger, like sort of the millennials, purchasing stuff. And I think Canada could probably provide some really cool insight into the U.S. But the innovations around technology are happening in the U.S. The clients who will buy this insight and knowledge are in the U.S. But we have the consumer audience to understand. So that's where Canada's leadership is to use the technologies out there to understand the behaviors of Canadians who are highly engaged around applying it through these different things, and then be a leader to the world and come up with new methods, not new technologies, but new methods
of using them.
Of using it to either engage on the marketing side or to listen to on the research side.